Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Reyna Retirement. Reyna Reyes has dedicated her career to helping people make smarter financial decisions. Reyna Retirement is all about breaking down complex financial concepts into language you can actually understand. Now, here's the co-founder of American Federal Benefits Consultants, Reyna Reyes.
Happy day to you, and I want to talk about progress. That is OPM progress. Many of you retired normal. Would I say normal as in non-DRP, non-fork in the road? Some of you are DRPers. You're part of the Derpa Derp, and you retired maybe September, December of 25, and you are wondering, where's my money, yo? What am I waiting on? What's happening? I need some progress. Let's keep some progress going. Some of y'all may know I just came back from a trip to the lovely country of England and Scotland. And I had the opportunity to drive on the left side of the road, and they use a ton of roundabouts. And a lot of people say, oh, the dreaded roundabout. Well, I kind of studied and watched some videos and tried to practice and things like that. And as I came to understand the roundabout, and I was actually told by a taxi driver, he's like, yeah, whoever's in the roundabout has precedent. Like, you don't go in the roundabout if there's somebody coming your way, they have the priority, the right of way. And it makes so much sense because all you're waiting on is for the car that's already there to go by. No car, nobody has right of way, you go. They keep progress. They keep moving. Here in America, we have intersections all over town, everywhere. Stop, whether there's a car coming or not, right? You may wait for a whole dang cycle for every potential car who could possibly be there to go, and there's no reason to wait. A roundabout kind of makes a lot of sense. A buddy of mine lives in Carmel, Indiana. It's like home of the roundabouts. They have the most roundabouts in the entire country, I think. They still have that badge of honor. So, hey, y'all Carmel, Indianans, power to you, because maybe you keep progress going. So it would be really cool to have a nice roundabout conversation with OPM to keep their progress going while you are waiting. Some people are saying to me, Reyna, I retired September, December of last year. I am not finalized yet. Well, remember, finalization can definitely take up to 6 months, even if it's a normal non-derp-a-derp retirement. What I mean by that is there's things that can cause you issues that can be a wrench in the system to potentially delay that separation. But I wanted to show you kind of what OPM says is their standard kind of expectation for what you may or may not have as your retirement progresses. So they say, okay, your retirement date happens, and that's there. Your separation date happens. And for FERS employees, that's usually going to be the last day or the last Friday maybe of the month. That way you become a retiree the first of the following month. That way you don't have any what I call payment purgatory. So for example, if you retired on the 10th of April, you would not become a retiree until the 1st of May. That's a problem because between the 10th of April and the 1st of May, you're not getting paid. You're not even waiting on retirement pay. You're just nobody. You're in literal purgatory. You're not an employee. You're not a retiree yet because that doesn't happen until the 1st of May. So you have no payment and no expectation of it. So I say avoid payment purgatory, wait and retire till the end of that month as far as you can possibly go. That way you actually get paid for the time, whether it's sick leave or annual leave or regular work in the 9-to-5er, then that's going to be a better financial scenario for you. Because remember, what are we talking about? Waiting. You're going to be waiting anyway. Once that 1st of May comes and goes, from that date, you've got some time to delay. So what does OPM say? They say, okay, agency and payroll processing, they've got to prepare your retirement package. And that can take between 30 and 45 days. And when they say your agency, that is human resources. Remember, you are the baton and they are passing you off. You're the baton in the relay race and they're giving you over to OPM. Human resources processes that out. While you're waiting before the date, all they're looking at is to be sure that you've done all your documents, that you've submitted everything, that it looks fine. They are not processing you until that day comes and goes. So if you tell them in March, that you're retiring at the end of May, they are not processing you until the end of May comes and goes, because you can change your mind up until the day of. So then what happens? Okay, the baton gets passed over. Human Resources processes you. It takes them a month, month and a half to actually process you out. And I'm not here to defend Human Resources, but derp-a-derp people, there are Human Resources that retire two or three people every quarter, that all of a sudden were retiring 23 people in a week, right? So it was definitely an overwhelming scenario for a lot of Human Resources that just didn't live it and breathe it as often, because some agencies really don't have a high turnover. Like, they don't have a high retirement rate, or they're smaller agencies to begin with, and there's just not that many people there to retire. So their retirement processing is just limited. So I've even had people tell me, yeah, my HR said they don't know how to do this. Well, I mean, not anybody knew how to do a DRP because it just showed up. You know what I mean? So once it gets to OPM, once your baton has been passed over, they're saying they're going to pop you into the system and start interim payments. And that can take between 10 and 15 days. But if you're a DRP retiree, you add time to that. Now, I've had people tell me, oh, I retired on the DRP and I'm still not getting paid. Well, we've come to find out that that's not necessarily true. Of no money at all, they are getting interim payments. Now, don't let me say that's so great. An interim payment is leg one retirement pension only and no supplement. So it's one of two legs and essentially 80% of the one leg. So I totally understand the irritation and frustration and question mark that comes with only receiving an interim payment for so long. But fear not, once you are finalized, that's when the supplement starts paying you. And you do get back pay, but they pay in arrears anyway. So once you're finalized, that's when you can log into your website and you can see everything, decimal deductions, exactly what's coming out of your pension. And you've got that online access. In fact, it's really at that light blue center bubble, the OPM intake. Once they've put you in the system, they will send you the access. You'll be able to log into the servicesonline.gov website and see your own stuff. And they've got their own little progress report so you can see where you are in the system and whether or not you've been assigned to a case manager or a specialist, whatever they're calling it now, and whether or not, you know, you're actually being processed through the OPM system. So once you actually become finalized, eureka, all is well, hallelujah. You then start seeing, like I said, itemized deductions, and you get all this other the supplement starts paying you and things like that. And then the dust really settles at that point. However, there are some things that can delay your finalization. So you have to kind of take inventory and say, am I one of these people? Number one, if you have a court order, like a quadro, or technically OPM uses other words, other terminology, but the effective outcome is the same. It's a court order that says you owe money to your former spouse. And if they have to process that and do the math on what they owe your former spouse, then that's going to go to a specific division of OPM. And they always will take longer, not because they're slow, but because you've got extra things that have to happen. And they've got to make sure that is, you know, what do they call it? Shiny. And what's the Navy term when they're like bright eyed and I can't remember, tight ship, where you're running a tight ship and it's hoist the mizzen mast. I don't know. It's got to be right. It's got to be the right way the first time, because they are following court orders. They are paying someone. They've got to make sure that gets set up on direct deposit, and they're deducting it from you. So they've got to be sure the checks and balances are correct, minus on your end, plus to the former spouse, all of that. Another delay can be anybody who is special categories, okay? That is my Leos, firefighters, air traffic controllers, Capitol Police, Supreme Court even, police, nuclear materials couriers. There is a special annuity computation for them, and they've got a whole deal by themselves. So they can definitely take longer. The irony, though, is that I don't see them taking a lot longer. I really do not. My experience has not been that there's crazy extensive delays for them unless there is a court order. If there's workers' comp claims, a lot of people say, oh, is that going to delay my retirement? I don't see that really delaying it at all unless it's currently active. The past ones, I don't see having issues. If it's an active workers' comp claim, that's when it definitely can take a minute because you've got to, I don't know, sometimes they even question whether you're retiring if you are on, if you are out on workers' comp. Now that's very different than having a workers' comp case for like a shoulder or a leg or some body part. Now, if you were part-time or something like that, they have to do the math, but I don't see that taking much longer usually either because the part-time factor is already prepared in your estimate. So it's very rare. I don't usually see that taking much longer, but the DRP for sure has delayed a lot of people. Now, if you're missing documents and forms or something's incorrect or incomplete, yeah, it's going to take a minute. But that's usually what your HR is looking for before it ever goes to OPM in the first place. If you move and you haven't changed your address, that's a big, big deal. People say to me, hey, Raina, I'm moving. What should I do? I'm going to say, listen, how long are you going to have access to that current address? It's easier to just use the current one and go to retire rather than try to change your address while you're retiring, 100%. But the moment you're finalized, I would then alert OPM and you can change that address online. So for those of you who are truly, truly right now waiting on finalization and maybe you're still getting interim payments, if you were a DRPer September or December and you are still getting interim payments now in May of 26, I encourage you to reach out to OPM just to check the status. Hey, what's going on? Is there anything I can sort of offer y'all or not offer? That's not a bribe, but help. Is there a missing document? Can I send you something? What can I do to help this process? And sometimes it may be stuck in some type of system purgatory and you resurrect it to get the process going again. So I'm so sorry if it's taking a long time, but if you do need to grab cash because you're waiting on money, some people say, hey, Raina, can I grab cash from TSP? The answer is unequivocally yes in almost every case because you're separated now. If you were separated over the age of 55 or in the year you were turning 55, you can grab cash from TSP and there is no 10% little penalty for you because TSP protects you from that if you needed to grab cash. Reach out, let me know if you need help with that. We handle TSP withdrawals and rollovers and all kinds of things all the time. We can help you with that process if you need a little bit of a cushion to tide you over while you're waiting on some of this dust to settle. Now, again, if you need a meeting to go over all of this stuff, and now that you're waiting, it may be good to go and get scheduled for a post-retirement plan. Because while you're retiring, sometimes people can't see past this retirement document and getting everything submitted and making those choices. Now that that's behind you, the next thing we have to really look at is, what do I do with my TSP? What are my choices? Should I take money out? Should I put money elsewhere? Do I need to start planning for Medicare? Do I need to start looking at insurance and life insurance? And what's up with my health insurance? All of that. Reach out. We can help you with it from beginning to end, soup to nuts, hire to retire. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to Raina Retirement. With a strong commitment to ethical standards, Raina works hard to find the right solution for each individual or family who reaches out for advice. To contact Raina directly, call 850-450-6500. That's 850-450-6500. Or to reach the team at American Federal Benefits Consultants, call 1-800-872-8857. That's 1-800-872-8857. You can also go online to AmericanFederal.org. Not affiliated with the United States government. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended as investment advice, nor do they predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. The information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of their respective owners. American Federal Benefits Consultants is an independent organization, not a government agency or affiliated with the federal government or any state government. The terms CSRS, FERS, FEGLI, and FEHB are all registered trademarks of the U.S. Office of Personnel Management. American Federal Benefits Consultants, agents, consultants, or any independent contractors do not provide tax, legal, or investment advice and do not engage in the solicitation or sale of securities. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations.